You know, I never thought that we'd have a Jenner or, you know, even someone Kardashian adjacent on our radio show to promote music, but Brandon Jenner is joining us on the line. Hi, Brandon.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you? Good, good, good. Well, you know, thanks for calling in, and you've got some new music out, but let's actually start at the beginning then, because I know that you've been doing music for a while now. Coincidentally, we saw you on Keeping Up with the Kardashians back in the day with Leah. Tell us about your start.
Well, music is something that I've always been very, very focused on. It's my passion. It's what I've been spending all my life energy on ever since I was a young kid, and you know, I've just kind of had my head down. It was interesting the way that you introduced me. You know, you never thought you'd have a Kardashian or Jenner or Kardashian. And I think that I've always lived with that. I've kind of carried that weight on my shoulders a little bit, and have always kind of felt like maybe people don't really care about what I have to say simply because of who my family is. And so I've kept my head down, focused on my craft, and now at this point in my life, it's time to really start releasing music and getting behind what I have, what I feel like I have to say, and so here we are.
And of course, because we respect music, that's why we've got you on the show today. You know, but
let
me ask you about that, though. I mean, I guess that it could be a blessing and a curse to be associated with the family, but you also, you know, David Foster, fellow Canadian, you're also connected to David. So, I mean, he's huge in the music industry, and he was pretty influential in your music career, and also your advice, which is his advice to you, is have something to say.
Yes, he was pretty much my acting father from about when I was 5 years old to 25. So he had a massive influence on me. I used to hang out in the studio when he would record many of the records that I'm sure you're familiar with. I was a fly on the wall. I'd be sitting on the couch, in the studio couch, in the control room, kind of watching the musicians come in, watching the process, and I just absolutely loved being a part of it, and watching the way records are made, and it really created an interest in production for me. So I produce all my own stuff, and you know, it's just me on Pro Tools. I've been operating Pro Tools since its birth, and so I love the production aspect of making music. I love writing music, and he was the one that really gave me some of the most important advice throughout my childhood and throughout my career. And one of it, like you mentioned, was, do you feel like you have something to say? Because if you're going to be writing songs, you need to feel like you have something to say. And that's something that's always been burning inside me, is that I do feel like I have a lot that I want to share lyrically. And so that's, songwriting is something that I really pursued heavily, and I still do to this day. It's an ongoing craft that I'm trying to get better at.
When do you feel it is the right time to share, though? Like, we all have something to say, but you know, you've gone through some things in your life with, you know, your relationship and with your dad, I'm talking Caitlyn, Bruce Jenner. When do you feel it's the right time to, okay, I'm going to make this into music?
Yeah, I mean, I think any time, for me, being more vulnerable is the pursuit, is the what I'm trying on a day-to-day basis allow myself to be. So allowing myself to be more honest, allowing myself to be more vulnerable in my lyric writing. You know, somebody told me not too long ago as like a writing practice, they said, I want you to write something that you're very embarrassed to write. And I thought that was a really good exercise. So I started writing things that I don't want people to know about me, but that are true and authentic. And so I think a lot of the work that I do is putting in, a lot of the work that I put in is getting to know myself better and being comfortable with my deepest and darkest thoughts and feeling comfortable enough to want to share them with people. So I think any time, you know, as soon as you feel an emotion or as soon as you feel something, and sometimes things are fleeting, so you might feel one way one day and then not feel the same way a week later, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't capture the way that you felt in that day and get behind it and want to put it out, even if it's something that on a philosophical level you don't necessarily agree with generally. I think that if you're feeling that way and you're upset or angry or something, and writing it down, capturing that moment in time, is definitely a worthy thing to do.
You know, writing it down is one thing, but, you know, when you put it in music and you're performing in front of really a room full of strangers in some cases, How is that easier, though? Because I wouldn't imagine you sitting across from me and saying these words, right? Like, sometimes that's more intimidating when you're face-to-face talking to somebody, but somehow in music it seems freeing. Do you find that to be true?
It is true. I mean, one of the things that I've always loved about music is that you have three and a half minutes to say whatever it is you want, and you are supported by, you know, the musical composition around it. And people, it's amazing. I could sit down and say a sentence to somebody and I would, you know, they would laugh at me or they would do this or that, but I could put it in music and they would say, wow, you're so brave, I'm so proud of you, all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's music really gives you this veil by which you can say anything that you want to say, and it's a safe zone. And I absolutely love it. You know, you have these 12 notes and 26 letters to say whatever it is that you want to say, and people generally support that. I mean, this last record that I put out was very, very vulnerable, and I said a lot of things that, were tough for me to say, I think, but the response that I've gotten has been so wonderful. People are so appreciative that they see somebody that is willing to be vulnerable, and hopefully it encourages them to be vulnerable themselves, not through music, but in conversation. You know, I try to be vulnerable in conversation as well.
You talk about the new music, and you said that you recorded it in your house. You were alone in your house, really. Is that what the process was?
Yeah, I just have a shed on my property, like a little small box room, basically, that I have my setup in, and I just lock myself in there, and it's pretty soundproof, so nobody can hear, and that's the way I prefer it, so I just kind of create music that I want to make for myself, and then I'm very particular about making sure that I've taken it as far as I can take it before I want people to hear it. So I don't really play it for anybody until I feel like the production is up to a certain thing. I feel like I've gotten the vocal that I want to get. I feel like the lyrics are exactly the way that I want them, and then I'll begin to start playing it for people. So it's very much a solo process. I do hire musicians at some point to come in. Once I feel like I've taken it as far as I can, then I'll get some musicians where I feel like my musicianship wasn't up to par via drum. I will bring in some of my favorite musicians to play on the records, kind of once it's 90% there. But yeah, it's pretty much a solo process.
And you talk about the setup at home. I know you have chickens. I'm going to ask about that in just a second. But staying with the music for a second, the first single, Death of Me, just came out actually in May. And then you released your EP a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned earlier in the show that we did have you on a couple of weeks ago, but we had some technical problems. So this is sort of our do-over of sorts. And the EP is called Plan on Feelings. So when is it the right time to write about certain things? Like, we talked about how you can you know, put things to music and express yourself that way. But let's say that you go through something traumatic in your life. Is there a grieving period? Like, or does it just feels right to do it now?
Well, I mean, I can sometimes it just, you have to kind of let things marinate a little bit, which has been my experience. The thing is that you really do want to carve out time to sit down and write. If you don't treat it like work, especially writing lyrics, if you don't treat it like work and minimize distractions, turn your phone off, unplug the Wi-Fi, that kind of thing, mm-hmm. If you don't treat it like work, you're never really going to get the lyrics done, or it's going to take way too long, and people that appreciate your music and are waiting for the new stuff are going to get frustrated. So I do treat lyric writing like work. So having said that, you also need to allow the inspiration to kind of come in different ways, be open to inspiration. So I wrote a song on my last record called All I Need Is You, and it was inspired by the shooting in Las Vegas, if you remember that, mm-hmm. the terrible Las Vegas shooting. I began writing the song then, and then a few weeks later, the Parkland shooting happened, where I saw a father the day after talk about losing his child, and he said, I don't remember if I said goodbye to my daughter the morning that she was shot, which was just the day before, and it tore me apart. And that's when I finished writing the lyric. So, you know, sometimes life just presents itself to you and it just says, now is the time. It hits you over the head and say, you got to finish this because it's important. So a song that I had started ended up being finished just a few weeks later by this other tragic event. And it's one of the songs off my last record that I'm most proud of because of the reach that it's had and because it's helped other people get through difficult times. You know, it sounds like a love song, but I was really open about the fact that this was written about something very tragic and written about losing somebody close to you, especially a child, in such a tragic way, something that you had no control over, you felt like you had no control over. And I was really open about that's why I wrote the song. So when people heard it, they wrote me messages about how they had lost somebody in their life and this song really helped them heal. You know, that's really the reason why I'm doing this. You know, I have no idea if my music will ever save the world or make any large impact in the world, but I do know for certain that sometimes my music has helped people get through the night, and it's helped them process something that's going on in my in their life, and that really makes it worth it.
That does just show the power of music. All right, so I mentioned the chickens because you do. It seems like you have a low key sort of a chill life, and very much so different than the Kardashian lifestyle we see on TV. You garden and you have chickens, right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, I have to. One of the things I'm going to do today is get my brand new blueberry plants planted. I do. You know, sometimes I think when people are brought up certain ways, there's always either somebody in the family or that kind of pushes against and goes far the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. That might be my case. You know, I definitely have gone, you know, my family considers me kind of the hippie granola and twigs, black sheep in that sense, if that makes any sense. But, mm-hmm. My life really has, I've made sure that it's simple, that I am surrounded by people that I love, family. I have a daughter who I just love and adore, and nothing gives me more gratitude than hanging out with her and holding her when she bumps her knee or something.
Right.
I've found that the things that make me the most happy in life are the things that are the most simple. You know, it's not necessarily going out and socializing and having, you know, quick chats with people at parties, but it's much more getting my hands in the dirt, eating the food that I've grown, you know, listening to the birds chirp in the morning, hanging out with my daughter, art projects with my daughter, things like that. Those are the things that have given me the most gratitude. And so it's just how I feel my life.
It's the more down-to-earth activities that maybe people don't do enough of these days.
Maybe. It's just my approach. It's mm-hmm. what I've found. It's what I've found brings me the most happiness.
Yeah. In our final remaining moments, I know we had some questions sent in that I did pose to you last time, but we'll do it again for the sake of the do-over on the radio show. If you were to have a reality show named after your current place in life, what would it be called?
Oh. I don't know. What did I say last time? Was it like Finding Happiness or I don't know, something like that.
Something like that. Okay.
But yeah, I think finding balance or finding happiness, you know, it's something that I'm always striving to do, is what really makes me the most happy. So maybe finding happiness. I don't know.
Okay. And then, you know, I can't let you off the hook without a Kardashian question. That's just how things go here. So somebody asked,
okay.
And again, I have asked you already. So if you had a free afternoon and could text one of them to just hang out, who would it be and what would you do?
Oh, I remember that. Rob, for sure. I'd hang out with Rob and I would just go have lunch with him, go sit down and hang, maybe go for a walk on the beach or something. I love that guy. I miss him.
There you go. Actually, and last time you said you guys would just, you'd sit around the fire is what you said last time. So there you are.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You are consistent with your answers. All right. Well, Brandon Jenner, tell us, where can everybody catch your new music?
Yeah, Spotify is a great way. Go in there. YouTube are really great ways. Apple Music, you know, all the streaming services. Just listen to it. That's all that matters. No pressure to download or do anything like that. It would be great if you subscribe to YouTube and follow it on Spotify. But really, just go check it out. Give it a chance, because this is it might not be exactly what people expect.
Yeah, it's great music. We were just playing it before you came on. So thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.